Right. Cool. And that's the email I read. Of course, yeah. All right, City Council, come back from recess. Carla, can you please read our 315 resolution, time certain, item number 1203.
Accept the I-5 East Bank Freeway Tunnel Alternative Concept Diagram as a reference document in the Central City 2035 Concept Plan.
So we are not adopting this concept as an official concept of the city. We are not. We are not saying this is, we're not opining on the priority of this effort one way or another. That is not the purpose of the resolution before us. The resolution before us is quite simple. It, as noted, lays out the history of this challenge, the East Bank freeway, and the challenges that it poses for the Central East Side success in terms of lack of access and sort of the barrier that the freeway acts as on the river. But what this does do is learn important lessons. One of which, having sat on the advisory committee for the Selwood Bridge now for years, if there had been a reference document, which is what we're proposing this to be, for decision makers who in the past permitted the condominiums from being built so close to the bridge you can almost reach out and touch them. And now we're paying a high price and disrupting people's lives mightily to shave off some of those condos so that we can rebuild the bridge there. That's a negative reference that I want to avoid for the city in the future. A positive reference of thinking ahead is really what, when the county did the permitting work for I-205, and it was the county and ODOT that put in a series of tunnels and set aside land on I-205 for what they envisioned in the future would be bus rapid transit to go to the airport. The fact that they did that is the only reason we could afford to do the light rail to the airport, because if we had to go back and dig things or bridge over I-205 on the way to the airport, it would have, having worked on that project, it never would have penciled. So this is a reference document. It, the resolution today acknowledges it and simply asks staff into the future that as things come in for development, requested development, that they reference back to this and just provide council with their opinion whether or not a particular development might make this harder or easier or have no impact on it at all. But the other reason this is before us is because I made a promise as a candidate for council when I was in front of the Central East Side Industrial Council, and I was in front of Hosford Abernathy, and I was in front of Brooklyn and other neighborhoods that said the uncertainty of where a freeway might go through the Central East Side really puts off some people from making investments in their buildings. You're going to invest in your building and it'll be ripped down in the next 20 years to make way for a big dig or something. That uncertainty in the Central East Side is something they asked me as a candidate to simply choose a path so we know where, if there is disruption, where the path will go, and where there's not, let us get on with our life of building and rebuilding our part of town. So that's what it is today. So I'm having said all that, I'm very impressed with what staff came up with. This is, it's had really positive reviews by folks that have looked at it. In the Central East Side, I've been to their meetings twice to talk about it. And as you will, as Joe and Steve and the team, Susan and the team, Claudio walk through it, you'll see how this really does connect the Rose Quarter to the Central East Side. And the reason we're doing it now is we're moving from consideration of the north-northeast quadrant, sorry, the northeast quadrant, we're now going to be going to the southeast quadrant. So this is part of that. It was before the steering committee for the concept plan. We got very good feedback there. So thank you for the giving me the chance for a little introduction. I'll now turn it over to our planning director, Joe Zinder.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. So I'm just briefly going to explain what's in the concept plan. You all have copies of it. It's also posted on our website. So given that it's a long, big document, people can zoom in and take a closer look at home. But the gist of the project is that we use the engineering studies that were planning level engineering studies that were completed in the previous work that was done on looking at the freeway loop, most recently 2003 with the freeway loop study formed by Mayor Katz and chaired by Dean Nohad Toulon. And
whose letter is in your document of support.
Right. And then did a quick analysis with an engineering team of CH2M Hill and HNTB, some of which actually worked on some of those previous studies, just to explore what it would take to do an alignment like this where the freeway is replaced along roughly where the freeway is now. And what we came up with looked at the grades, it looked at maintaining access from the I-5 and 84 to the central city, it looked at trying to improve access to the freeway from the central east side, it looked at finding ways to reclaim waterfront land for of future purposes, be they development or open space. So its design parameters were that. What we came up with is an approach that replaces the full length of the freeway from the Markham Bridge to just roughly north of Broadway in the northeast quadrant in a tunnel, a cut-and-fill tunnel for most of it, where it's just a trench where you've capped it and a bored tunnel for part, and I'll explain that later, and coupled that with an extended and improved water avenue that runs not just through the central east side like it does today, but we believe that there's the ability to extend it all the way over into the northeast quadrant as well. So you get a surface street connection and you also get the freeway connection. So let me drill down into more details. Starting on the south, so Markham Bridge is connected to the replacement East Bank Freeway with a new sort of ramp down to Water Avenue. And this is planning level, pre-conceptual is what the designers called at work. So, but it shows that that's sort of schematically how a connection works. And you can see here right at the Hawthorne Bridge is the idea that the road has come down enough off of the bridge that it's starting to go into the cut and fill tunnel. As you move south, you are in the tunnel all along that section between Hawthorne and Morrison. And here, with the ODOT lots, with the replacement, with the land that would be created underneath the freeway and with the existing esplanade, is the big opportunity in the central east side to reclaim land for public and for development purposes. And I believe it's 550,000 square feet, if I'm reading this off the slide correctly. So it's a big new piece of downtown central city Portland that could be created.
So could you just stop there and tell me where the southbound you'd be eliminating getting onto the Morrison Bridge?
Yeah, I'll do that next, Commissioner.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. What we've done here is taken the ramps. So if we were to leave the Morrison Bridge ramps that the way they are now, the net impact of that would be to eat up a lot of the area that we'd have to replace them in a way that would eat up a lot of this area that we're trying to reclaim. So access to the Morrison Bridge is replaced off of with access directly down to this new Water Avenue, if you see those streets and connections there. And we replace a connection onto the freeway by extending a new sort of ramp connection into the tunnel off of Southeast Stark. So from the central east side, you have direct sort of southern heading south access into the replacement freeway. And then between the Morrison and the Burnside Bridge, once again, the freeway is in the cut and fill tunnel. You have the new sort of connection into the freeway from Stark. Another pure area where open space, at least along the waterfront, is reclaimed. It's not such a big piece of land because the freeway eats up so much of the alignment anyway. And then between the Burnside Bridge and getting over into Northeast Quadrant, basically the freeway itself remains a tunnel. However, the technology to create the tunnel here, the engineers felt like would probably be a bored tunnel for that section to get under the freight lines, and because of the grades, rather than a cut and fill tunnel, it needs to go a little deeper here. You can see that the I-84 ramps are still there and connecting coming out. We've created a new direct connection heading northbound or westbound off of the 84 onto this new Water Avenue. So there's a sort of new way to access the central east side. And then heading to the north again, basically the freeway up to about where Flint Avenue is today stays in the tunnel and comes out just north of Broadway. And what you're going to see tomorrow in the discussion of the Northeast Quadrant improvements, basically this alignment at least and this notion about the ramps on and off are the same ones that are showing up in that plan for the safety improvements for the freeway through the Rose Quarter. So that's the approach. What we think we've shown is that conceptually, there may be a way to do this, and that at least the grade and sort of some of the bigger barriers seem addressable. However, there's a long list of questions here that the engineers have identified that further study of this would require examination of.
Joe, I have one, if I could, one question. I see in the to the south, you've put. Purple lines to show, maybe they're red, to show redevelopment sites, and that's clear. How did you determine the redevelopment sites in the Rose Quarter?
Oh, as you'll see tomorrow on the Northeast Quadrant plan, the net effect of this in the Rose Quarter there would be that you'd have a surface street. So that you're basically capping over what's the trench today for the I-5 freeway, Commissioner. And so the notion is, okay, if you've capped over it, can you develop on top of the cap? And you'll see actually some initial thinking on that tomorrow with the Northeast Quadrant plan.
But for example, the westernmost parcel in the Rose Quarter looks to be the Madrona. Is that
literally? Oh, yeah, that's not intention. You know, that's... that should not be a redevelopment site. That's the Madrona. No, absolutely. Well, the only sites that, and you'll see this tomorrow, Commissioner, the only sites that are even being discussed are the ones that sort of gain some land because they're on the freeway.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we've actually been very protective of the Madrona and the Northeast Quadrant plan.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get, anyone want to testify on this matter, and then we'll have more council discussion, and Steve Awada's here.
Yes. We have two people.
Oh.
We have two people signed up.
I didn't officially recognize
Michael Zakoich and Peter Fry.
Thanks. That, sir, is a very historic architectural jewel, sir. He's giving me a bet. Hi, welcome. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. So my name's Peter Finley Fry. My address is 2153 Southwest Main, room 105, Portland, Oregon, 97205. I am on the board of Central Eastside Industrial Council, and I'm vice chair of the Land Use Committee, but I'm here on my own behalf. I have lived with the freeway since I first came to Portland, as the mayor will know, and I just wanted to come down here on my own hat self to say that I think this is a very intelligent idea to do this now. And I think that it's intelligent to do it for two basic reasons. One is the freeway is like the third rail in Portland, and so it ends up always distracting us from other critical issues. And we have some huge ones now, like cleaning the river, environmental restoration, building our transit, addressing the economic challenges and homelessness. And so by putting this to bed, so to speak, we can focus on things that I consider more real and more relevant right now. The second is I have to slightly disagree with my colleague. The technology around boring is rapidly evolving. In fact, Portland is one of the pioneers of this with a big dig. And Seattle is now going to bore Alaska away. In fact, I believe in LA they bored a railroad line. And so engineers and contractors, as evidenced by this week's Daily Journal of Commerce, basically believe that cut and fill is in the past for everything from sewer lines to freeways to rail lines. And its cost is dropping fairly rapidly. Plus, the other benefit of boring is that it does not disrupt the surface uses. So you can basically go through and under, and that's evidenced by the big dig on the east side, which caused virtually no damage to the activities of the central east side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's good to see you. Michael, welcome back.
Michael Zakwaich from Michael's Italian Beef and Sausage Company and the Central East Side Industrial Council. I'm here to speak up for the council in that we haven't had a meeting or a chance to formulate a board position on this matter. And that as a member of the board and hearing many of the discussions around this plan, I would at least ask the council and the BPS to keep us in the loop and, well, more than that, to make us an active part of the development of this freeway section so that we can put our two cents in about access and the particularities that we are intrinsically involved with every day of the week down in the Central East Side. I think we can be a great partner in this process. And so my understanding is that you're voting on whether or not to proceed with the planning process or not. Let me get this clear about the resolution.
Sure. The resolution is a new approach. So the resolution just acknowledges the existence of this concept
of the plan,
and that when development comes in or other plans are made, that this is simply referenced. It doesn't have standing as the official priority. It doesn't make it a priority for the city. It doesn't say we're going to do it. It just says, because we learned the lesson on some other projects, like the Selwood Bridge, that planning when right. individual projects come in or big projects come
right.
in at least has to look at this.
So that any development of the ODOT blocks then along Water Avenue would have to take into consideration the future potential of this freeway section going in. In other words, in terms of driving pilings into the ground and so forth.
And again, for folks in the Central East Side, they want to know that the city is looking at this, even if it's not official, but the city is looking at this for the alignment and not wandering, and that the
right.
you know, discussions won't wander through the Central East Side of where it could go in the future.
But I also understand from the document that you are to put kind of putting the actual moving forward on this development back after the 2035 plan timeline, which means
future decision makers will decide whether this becomes a priority or not as we move from the northeast quadrant to the southeast quadrant, your part of town. It was important to me that we get this out there now so that you can plan the rest of the district with some security that the city is either going to, again, my opinion is the city either chooses this alignment to take care of the freeway and all the access issues, the rest of the district doesn't have to worry about the freeway marching through the middle of it.
Okay, I see. So we're localizing the area and not saying it's going to go down 7th or it's not going to go down 12th.
That's right.
Other areas. So at least we have that certainty.
Exactly.
But in terms of this particular area, we still remain uncertain, correct? Because it may not move forward in the future, or it may move forward.
Absolutely, you're right. The council is not passing judgment on. I will tell you this, in the next 50 years, ODOT's going to have to do something about the Markham Bridge. It's just getting to that age. It has a similar design of a bridge that collapsed in Minneapolis. It's just they're going to have to do something about it. So
as a council, I can tell you that we at least appreciate the minimizing of the effect of the uncertainty.
High praise indeed. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
I'm just concerned, though, that there hasn't been any public outreach on this concept.
I've been to the Central East Side twice, personally. So
the public involvement statement needs to be amended. But if the Central East Side Industrial Council as a whole hasn't had a chance to sign up on this.
Yeah, we actually haven't had any input into it, although you have exposed it to us on a couple occasions. We've been made aware of the plan, but we haven't sat down and actually gone into a work session with you on
it. And it's not that, again, this is to narrow the uncertainty.
Correct.
And that's what this does, and it just shows that you can narrow the uncertainty, and from a conceptual level, it could work.
Right.
Peter
Fry. That's where we're at. So I've done the personal outreach on this.
Right.
Mr. Mayor, could I just add, those were general membership meetings. They weren't, I think there's one board meeting, and then we have four general membership meetings where the public's involved. And so it wasn't just a select group of people. It was an open meeting to a wide crowd.
Yep.
So, but I'm just echoing Michael's question. If I vote for this, am I saying, for example, that yes, if this ever happens, that Stark Street is the best place for the on-ramp?
You're not voting on that.
No. Why am I not voting on that? In what way am I not voting on that?
Because this says, this just acknowledges that this concept on this piece of paper today, dated today, exists. And that if someone wanted to vacate, let's say, Stark Street and create a super block out of either side, that there would be a discussion about, well, that is one of the options for providing southbound access to the freeway from the Central East Side, should it ever be buried. And that doesn't tie anybody's hands for future councils or even the Central East Side from saying, great, we're going to vacate Stark Street. But we've done it at least knowing that it would not be freeway access there. That's what this is, I realize, a new type of document. It just requires conversations, exactly what you're calling for. My impression only, talking to folks at the Central East Side, they are fine with this. And they're fine with not having taken a position on it. They know I'm here. And they're fine with it because they know that it's a reference document.
And so just to establish your legislative intent, which I think is specified in the resolution,
right.
It says it illustrates an approach.
Right.
And then it says asks future planning processes to consider, but doesn't say that they actually have to do it.
Right. And it only acknowledges we're not even accepting it.
Right. Thank you. That makes it more understandable to me.
So there is one, thank you both for us. There is one other document before I end my time in the city that will be like this, sort of the 50-100 year out kind of stuff, and that's the high-speed rail corridor options within the city. So that'll be in December. Call the vote.
Leonard?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
I am one who actually believes that having the freeway on the surface on the east side is worth billions of dollars to us in terms of tourism attraction, people driving through and thinking, wow, what a wonderful city. I'd like to get off on this here Water Avenue exit and go and see what Portland has to offer. So I'm understanding that this concept diagram doesn't in any way say that we are going to move forward on doing this, and I think it is a good thing to have had the conversation and to look at this might be how it could be done should a future council wish to move forward on it. So I also particularly respect elected officials who do what they say they were going to do during their election campaigns, and so I appreciate the mayor's work on this and the understanding of what we're doing here. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, it's interesting. In many respects, I do think we lost our opportunity. We were doing the big pipe, and I was thinking, well, why can't we do the big pipe on one level and do the freeway on the other level of the pipe? And sounds like technology and cities and the engineering is catching up with that, but people just laughed at me at the time. But we finished the big pipe. Yeah, we finished the big pipe, but it's good. I think I like what Peter Friendly Fry said, that it's nice to have some idea of where the alignment would go if the resources and public will is ever marshaled to do that, so that we can sort of lay that issue to bed for a while, because we have a lot of other things we need to focus on as well. So appreciate the leadership, the Mayor Adams, and everybody doing this. Please vote aye.
Adams.
Well, I just dedicate this to my former boss, Vera Katz, and the chair of the committee. Nohad Toulon, and everyone from the Central East Side and all the neighborhoods over the years, and it's been a couple of decades, that this has been part of the discussion over the years, that on whose shoulders this reference document sits and stands. Thank you all. Aye. We are adjourned.